Good morning. I felt a pause in the energy, so I guess it's time to start. This morning, we want to recognize many students that have provided important leadership in the life of this community. In leadership theory over the years, there has been two broad schools of thought on how leadership is developed. There's the great man theory, and in its time, it was meant as man, that suggested that there may be a leadership gene that some people are just naturally gifted to be in charge. But then there's another school of thought that suggests that leadership style and abilities emerge from experience, from constant learning. We work, we experiment, we make mistakes, we learn, we make adjustments, and we work some more, all in the hopes of making a contribution to the common good of the community. I subscribe to this second theory. I call this kind of learning practice fields for life. Similar to practicing for a sport, we introduce practice fields into our personal and professional development. A practice field is simply developing proficiency in a skill or character improvement by repeated exercise in or performance of an activity in a semi-simulated environment. In a practice field, we purposely introduce challenge and by association, some suffering into our lives because we understand that growth happens outside of our comfort zones. One of the reasons why I and many others look back so fondly on our college years is that these years are rich and fertile practice fields in our search for our identity and our understanding of our gifts and passions. Our community provides a myriad of ways for students to exercise these leadership abilities. It's one of the true strengths of a small liberal arts university. Today, we want to recognize a number of folks who have engaged in these practice fields using their time, gifts, and abilities for the betterment of our community. From my vantage point in student life, it has been inspiring to see up close and personal the many leadership contributions of so many on our campus. Today, we celebrate with you and thank you for these contributions.
Good morning, my name is Peter Dula. I am here on behalf of Havarim, which is the alumni support group for the Bible and Religion departments. Each year, Havarim sponsors a writing contest in order to promote fine scholarly writing in fields related to biblical studies, theology, philosophy, and religious studies. And I'm here to announce the winners of that contest. I'd like to invite Michaela Mast and Sarah Longnecker up to the stage. We have three winners. The third place winner is Luke Mullett, who is on cross-cultural and Indian and cannot be here. His paper was called Toward Compassion, Creatively Performing Scripture in a Dynamic World. Luke will receive a check for $100. The second place award goes to Sarah Longnecker for her paper entitled Art as Mediator, a version of which some of you may have been fortunate enough to hear presented last week at the ACE Festival. Sarah receives a check for $200. The first place award goes to Michaela Mast for a paper entitled The Wilderness of the Bible in the Age of the Anthropocene, which traced the theological and cultural constructions of wilderness from Genesis to her own cross-cultural in the Middle East. She gets a check for $300. If you would like to get more money than you will ever get for an academic paper in your life, you can join the contest next year. Sarah and Michaela now have $500 to do with as they wish, and you can consult with them about how they ought to spend it here this last week of school.
Good morning. I'm Ann Schaefer, and I'm representing the nursing department this morning. I would like to invite Rachel Bradigan and Stephanie Schlebaugh-Brubaker to the stage. I'm honored to present three awards for nursing today. These award recipients are chosen by their peers and faculty in recognition of their outstanding accomplishments. The first award is the Servant Leader Award. Rachel Bradigan was selected for this honor as a student who goes above and beyond in service to others. Rachel is president of the Student Nursing Association and next year will be working on the Progressive Care Unit at Sentara RMH. She states that I chose nursing for many reasons, some of which include the desire to help others, the strong biblical parallels it has, and of course, job security. So congratulations to Rachel. And then the next two awards go to Stephanie Schlebaugh-Brubaker. Stephanie was selected for both the Academic Achievement Award and the Sacred Covenant Award. These awards reflect the high performance and the embodiment of the Sacred Covenant model EMU nurses use to guide their practice. In Stephanie's words, I chose to become a nurse because I wanted to combine my desire to help others with my fascination of how God orchestrated the human body. I find that through nursing, I can serve others and comfort them in their time of need. Next year, Stephanie will travel to Bangladesh as part of the MCC SALT program and will be working as a nurse in a local clinic, as well as assisting at a school as a tutor. Congratulations, Stephanie.
I know in our excitement we like to clap a lot, but we would ask that you would hold your applause until the end of each presentation for each of the groups so that we can actually get through all of the lists before the time. So thank you, and we want you to be excited and share, but please hold your applause until the end of each group. Thanks.
Good morning. I'm Carissa Loganville, and I'm here representing Residence Life. If I could just have the following students come on up to the stage. Ben Duren, Elizabeth Butzler, Austin Huff, Reddick Gurma, Victoria Campbell, Katie Lopez-Godoy, Sarah Reagan, and Robert Weaver. It's a pleasure and honor to stand here today and recognize our 8 senior community advisors. First off, I'd like to recognize Ben Duren, Elizabeth Butzler, Reddick Gurma, and Austin Huff. All 4 of these CAs have been working in Residence Life for 3 years. Ben served in Maplewood and Elmwood before going to Hillside this year. Elizabeth served in Cedarwood for 2 years and in North Lawn this year. Red 8 served in Elmwood, Hillside, and this year in Parkwoods. Austin served for 2 years in Maplewood before heading to Hillside for his senior year. We would also like to recognize Victoria Campbell, Katie Lopez-Godoy, and Sarah Reagan. All 3 have served for 2 years as community advisors. Victoria spent her first year in North Lawn and now in Parkwoods with Katie this year. Katie led in Cedarwood her first year. Sarah started in Elmwood as a sophomore before taking a semester gap for cross-cultural and then heading back for theme house coordinator. At last, but not least, Robert Weaver decided to take the plunge for his first year as a community advisor here in North Lawn on our fourth floor pre-professional hall. As leaders, these leaders have all modeled what it is to be a community advisor. They have given much of themselves to Residence Life team and have, and we have all benefited from their participation, whether serving on their halls, buildings, or with the fellow CAs, and they have set high standards and watermarks for others to follow.
Each entered their CA careers with their own reservations, whether it be if they could do the job, if they wanted to be where they were asked to serve, or if being a CA was just the right fit for them. Regardless of the reservation, they took on the task of being a CA, and it has been exciting to watch them grow as individuals during their time in Residence Life and at EMU in general. They leave their collective fingerprint on the Residence Life department and staff, their fellow CAs, and EMU as a whole. I think that one of the ways that they've done this the most is that we actually have a record number of returning CAs next year in 12. I think when people return, they set that example for others, and that is one of the pieces of your legacy you'll be leaving behind. Thank you, Ben, Elizabeth, Red 8, Austin, Victoria, Katie, Sarah, and Robert for investing into our EMU communities. And lastly, we just want to take a second to announce that each year we hand out an award in Residence Life called the Transformational Leadership Award. This is voted on by CAs. While we wait to announce the winner until our year-end banquet, which is also when you guys will be getting something as well, we'd like to acknowledge the 5 finalists, and those people are Bailey Hall, Jakia Jones, Katie Lopez-Godoy, Capriel Mararkey, and Phoebe Shway. Each of them have contributed in meaningful ways to both their residence life and larger EMU campus communities. Congratulations to the five of you and to all of you guys as well.
Good morning. I'm Vi Dutcher, Chair of the Language and Literature Department. Would the following students come forward? Emily Clatterbuck, Lori Sorrell, Liesl Graber, and Kevin Clark. We have awarded the Carol Yoder Award for Teaching Excellence to Emily Clatterbuck. This award honors an EMU student who is a senior who has demonstrated academic excellence in both literary studies and education courses and has shown a clear call to the teaching profession. Lori Sorrell has been awarded the Irvy L. Glick Award for Excellence in World Language Study, which honors the senior who has exhibited academic excellence as a Spanish major and has shown a clear sense of call to pursuing graduate work or using her language degree in service to the church. Liesl Graber has won the J.B. Landis Award for Excellence in Literary Studies, which honors an EMU student majoring in the Language and Literature Department who completes an essay, research paper, or scholarly presentation for a literature course that exemplifies the components of good literary analysis. Liesl has also won the Omar Eby Writing Award, which honors a senior majoring in writing studies who demonstrates excellence in the craft of creative writing and who provides insightful critique and support for other writers in creative workshops. Kevin Clark has won the Ray Horst Award for Excellence in Spanish and honors a senior who has exhibited academic excellence in Spanish courses. Each of these awards have been named after an esteemed professor emeritus from our department, and I'm pleased to see that Irvy Glick and Ray Horst have honored us with their presence today. Thank you.
As student government advisor, it is my privilege to recognize the SGA senators and executive team. Amy Springer, who's the administrative rep, is going to hand out the awards. Would all the SGA senators who are here this for the spring semester, please come forward when I call out your name. Senators are Chelsea Brubaker, Fred Flores, Hannah Nichols, Ruth Raymer Berg, Susanna Sewell, Emma Yoder, Grant Amatang, Joshua Curtis, Mario Hernandez, Paul Kayembe, Donato Leshi, Ella Spittler, and Austin Tomlin. Let's give them a round of applause. Now I'd like to recognize the current spring 2018 executive officers for SGA. Come forward as well. Presidents Adam Harnish and Caleb Schrock-Hurst. Vice President Emmanuel Kampanga. Secretary Jeremy Brenneman, Vice President for Marketing Rachel Holderman, and Treasurer Eric Peachy. Let's recognize them as well. Now I want to recognize the newly elected SGA executive officers for fall 2018. The co-presidents are Nicole Littweiler and Mario Hernandez, Vice President Paul Kayembe, Secretary Luke Mullett, Vice President for Marketing Abigail Shelley, and Treasurer Ben Zook. I think Mario and Paul are the only two that are here today. The others are on cross-cultural, but let's give them a round of applause. Congratulations. Now we're going to do the official passing of the gavel thing. So if the co-presidents and the incoming president would come forward.
As co-presidents of SGA for 2017-2018, we, Adam Harnish and Caleb Schrock-Hurst, do hereby pass the duties and privileges of the office to the rightfully and duly elected co-presidents of SGA for the fall semester.
Wait,
you gotta wait.
We hereby pass the SGA gavel to signify this act.
I, Mario Hernandez, do hereby accept this gavel and will assume the duties and privileges of the office of SGA co-president. My acceptance of this gavel signifies said act. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Greg Koop here on behalf of the psychology department. Michael, Michaela, Laura, and Hannah, can you guys come up? So the psychology department is recognizing four students this year. And first, we'd like to recognize Hannah Cash with the Theory to Praxis Internship Award. Ryan Thompson, who teaches the internship course, had this to say about Hannah's work this year. Hannah was lauded by her supervisor for being an integral part of the team at the Making Space, a local art therapy program. She served with consistency and professionalism, and she contributed to the improvement of the organization by creatively expanding their social media presence and improving community outreach. She was so appreciated that she was invited to serve as secretary of the board following the conclusion of her internship. Congratulations, Hannah. We'd also like to recognize Michael Austin and Michaela Mass for excellence in research with the Galen R. Lehman Outstanding Achievement in Research Award. These projects were judged on three criteria: initiative and ingenuity, public dissemination, and quality of the final written product. These two researchers excelled on all counts. Most impressively, both Michael and Michaela taught themselves a new experimental design program to collect their data. The motivation, initiative, and attention to detail will serve them well wherever they go, which I expect will include some stops in graduate studies. So congratulations to Michael for his project, Directed Forgetting, an Examination of Accounts Using a Negative Priming Lens, and to Michaela for her project, The Brain on Music, an Inquiry of Our Shared Music Color Associations. We are violating the clapping rules left and right. I'm sorry, Lana. I blame Jim. Okay, and finally, so I don't actually have anything for Laura, and I feel sort of bad about that, but we were all thrilled to learn that one of our own won the award for Best Undergraduate Poster at the annual conference of the Virginia Association for Psychological Science. So this conference includes students from over a dozen institutions across the state, most of whom are presenting group work. So this makes Laura's award for her independent project, The Role of Intrinsic and Extrinsic Religious Motivation and Empathetic Responses in Predicting Theological Ideation, all the more impressive. Merely explaining that title is a feat in itself. So congratulations, Laura.
I'm Linda Nagy, Director of the Academic Success Center. Each semester, our department honors its graduates. And this spring, we have 15 to congratulate and thank for their commitment to supporting their peers. I'm going to read each name and request that the student come forward to receive a certificate from Emily North. And please hold your applause to the end. Johanna Burkholder was our on-call accounting tutor this year. Emily Clatterbuck, a writing and Spanish tutor for 3 years. Phoebe Coffey was a biology tutor for a year and a half. Erin Dunmore, economics tutor for 2 years. Liesl Graber, a writing tutor for 3 years, though we missed her this semester when she edited the weather vane. Corey Hostetler was a history tutor for 3 years, but he's student teaching right now. Austin Huff, a mathematics and computer science tutor for 3 years. Sammy Kaufman, biology tutor for 2 years. Maisie Kirkley, psychology tutor for 2 years. Sari Mendoza, environmental science tutor this year. Susanna Sewell, nursing tutor for 2 years, though we missed her this semester during her clinical work. Rachel Shank, a core curriculum tutor who supported a variety of courses, 2 years. Stephanie Schlebaugh-Brubaker, nursing tutor this year. And Laura Weaver, a psychology tutor, 3 years.
I'm Vi Dutcher. I think I told you that before. Writing program administrator. And I want to call Janae Kaufman up. This year we give the Tutor of the Year Award to Janae for her commitment, her three-year commitment, to her students who often requested her, the ways in which she fulfilled the mission of the writing tutor, and her strong philosophy of tutoring overall. She's been a STEM, math, and writing tutor who has supported students even through student teaching. We will miss her. Where she is now. Which is where she is now.
I'm Kathy Smeltzer-Erb, Chair of the Undergraduate Teacher Education Program, and I have two awards to present today. The Courage to Teach Award is modeled after the principles in Parker Palmer's book by the same name, a copy of which is given to the recipient. Department faculty selected Jasmine Miller, who's currently on the India Cross-Cultural, for her dedication and effectiveness in teaching, genuine caring for students, highly principled behaviors, reflective practice, passion for teaching, and the courage to navigate some very difficult terrain in student teaching this last fall. Please congratulate Jasmine when she returns to campus. And I invite Emily Clatterbuck to come forward, please. The annual Teachers of Promise Award is given to five teacher education candidates selected by faculty. These honorees participated in a statewide celebration in Richmond in March to honor the most promising and gifted teachers entering the profession. Four of these honorees are student teaching today and unable to be here: Jessica Longenecker, Katie Lopez-Godoy, Hannah Schultz, and Alexa Weeks. And in person, join me in congratulating Emily Clatterbuck as a Teacher of Promise.
Could I have Dejanae Robinson and Jack Hummel, Tim Callahan, Taylor Esau, Abe Hartzler, and Sammy Kaufman come forward, please? My name is Rachel Roth-Sawatsky, and I am honored this morning to recognize two CAC members. Jack Hummel joined CAC in the fall of 2016, bringing with him an attention to detail, care and precision, as well as deep concern for people and meeting their needs and expectations that will be very hard to replace on our team. Jack, we honor your gifts in all things technical. You are one of the hardest workers I have ever met. And I know, and I have appreciated the gifts of your good humor this past 2 years. Good luck and God bless. Dejanae Robinson joined CAC in the fall of 2015, bringing with her a personal warmth, a willing spirit to do whatever was asked of her, as well as a high level of organization as she served as marketing director in 2016-17 and vice president in 2017-18. Dejanae has been an integral part of CAC for the past 3 years, and we are indebted to her for her steady leadership. Dejanae, thank you for the many ways you have blessed this campus in the past 4 years and through CAC in the past 3 years. And now I will be recognizing some managers of Common Grounds. Common Grounds Coffee House is routinely blessed to be led by exceptional students who give boundless creative energy and passion to their shared work. This year's management group established a goal to improve overall staff buy-in and engagement, as well as increase our customer services and enhance our sustainability efforts for the shop. Each manager then developed strategic goals that they personally employed within their specific area to further help this shared corporate goal. Four of our five managers are graduating this year, and it's my honor to recognize their contributions to our campus life. Abe Hartzler, events manager. The Common Grounds events manager is charged with curating art exhibits and facilitating campus events held in the coffee shop space. Abe was interested in featuring more student artists this year, in addition to his Noonish music series in which student musicians played over the noon hour. He also hosted 6 student art exhibits. He also played host to no fewer than 70 campus events, including writers' reads, Black Student Union events, chapel talkback gatherings, concerts, art show openings, regular TGIW events, and movie nights, among others. In working toward the corporate goal to improve services we offer our customers, he helped us acquire a new set of chairs for special events,
overhauled our sidewalk signage, and helped in getting additional tables and chairs for the space. Abe also demonstrated his leadership gifts this past year in coordinating our recently launched composting efforts through the EMU recycling program to reflect our ongoing commitment to sustainability. Everything Abe has done at Common Grounds this year has been done with care and creativity. Thank you, Abe. Hi. Taylor Esau, 2 years as a barista, plus 1 year as operations manager. The Common Grounds operations manager is a human resources specialist who is charged with interviewing, hiring, training, scheduling, evaluating, and supporting our 25-person barista staff. Taylor has worked hard to manage the myriad of dynamics, difficulties, and details of her position with grace and maturity. It's not an easy job. In an effort to streamline our staff communication, Taylor successfully introduced an online shift management software, as well as developed the concept of a weekly staff meeting where each manager is responsible for a smaller team of barista who have a weekly meeting so that we can hear and respond to ideas and problems and information can flow more fluidly back and forth between management and staff. This has resulted in a stronger and more cohesive management team standing up here who are equally invested in the day-to-day operations as well as barista who feel known, heard, and empowered. Taylor was also instrumental in several key Common Grounds initiatives this year, which helped us achieve our overall goals related to customer service, including spearheading the purchase of new tables and chairs or stools, as well as the new furniture arrangements with a goal to create additional smaller study spaces that are conducive for studying. Taylor is level-headed, direct, smart, and strong. It's been great to work alongside of you, Taylor. Thank you. Tim Callahan, 1 year as finance manager. The Common Grounds finance manager handles overall finances and budgetary aspects of Common Grounds, including managing the budget, regular deposits, cash drawer handling, billing, invoicing, analysis of sales data, and regular financial reports. Tim has done all of this very serious work with a degree of professionalism and a good dose of dry humor. Tim has been unique among Common Grounds finance managers in that he has been equally invested in both his behind-the-scenes work as well as connecting with barista on his team, hearing their ideas, and a commitment to implementing their ideas, but also enhancing the customer experience. You can thank Tim for a point-of-sale system, a register system that actually works right now. You can also thank him for the beanbag chairs on the stage and the newly installed printer for customers to use in the coffee shop. Tim is funny, smart, and an all-around good guy whose ideas and energy are expansive and contagious. On behalf of all of us at Common Grounds, all the best and thank you. And last but very much not least, Sammy Kaufman, 1 year as a barista and 2 years as catering manager. Sammy has worn a well-gone path to Costco and set up many bowls of cream puffs over the past 2 years. She is the queen of coffee grinding and delivery for many departments on campus. She has also redone our catering menu and provided service to events from 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning to 11 p.m. on a Friday night. This past year, Sammy has done some bigger picture management tasks for us, including managing campus coffee donations for the Appreciation Week promotion that happened, and the upcoming finals week free coffee starting on Sunday, everyone, collaborating on revising job descriptions for the staff and the evaluation process, as well as sharing a guest speakership with me on the Common Grounds business model. Sammy's professionalism and attention to detail has taken our business reputation and customer service to the next level for many groups on campus. Sammy, you will be missed, but you've made your mark. Thank you for all that you've done to promote Common Grounds to the EMU community and for your valuable presence in our management group.
Good morning. My name is Mike Yoder. I'm Assistant Director of Student Programs, and today I'd like to recognize Tim Callahan. So, Tim, turn around, come back up. Recognize him for the service to the EMU community through Rec Sports. For several years, Tim has served on the student leadership team for Rec Sports, where he worked behind the scenes to organize and run numerous events, both day-long and season-long events. He brought a keen insight into the planning process along with a unique comedic energy. It's been a pleasure to work with you, Tim, for the past 2 years. Best wishes as you go forward.
My name is Jenny Holsinger, and I'm here on behalf of the Department of Applied Social Sciences. Would Josh Good please come up on the stage? Josh is this year's initiate in the International Honor Society in Sociology, known as Alpha Kappa Delta. The Honor Society derives its name from the Greek words that refer to the study of humankind for the purpose of service. Josh is joining new members from 650 other colleges, including JMU, UVA, VCU, and Bluffton University. Sociology majors who meet the academic requirements are invited to become members their junior or senior year. The cords that Josh will wear when he graduates signify his lifetime membership in the Honor Society. Josh, we congratulate you on your achievements.
Could I have Missy Muterspaugh come up? My name is Steve Johnson. I'm chair of Visual and Communication Arts and Theater. The Matthew Allen Steyer Scholarship is an award for excellence and dedication in the field of photography and design. This year's recipient is a quiet force who often takes on major roles in group projects behind the scenes. In areas ranging from conservation photography to brilliant animations for a documentary about the Dakota Access Pipeline, Missy's dedication to her craft has been noticed by faculty. Missy, congratulations on your fine work in the department. I hope this award is an encouragement to you as you prepare for your senior work.
My name is Daryl Beiler, and I serve as executive director at the Center for Justice and Peace Building. I'd like to invite forward Samira Abu Alfa, Taliba Akil, Oster Talil, Michaela Waters Crittenden, and Sarah Applebaum. We could easily be recognizing these five women for their academic achievements, but today CJP is pleased to recognize these five students who are challenging us to be a program that embodies intersectional justice and trauma sensitivity. So today we're honoring Samira, Taliba, Oster, Michaela, and Sarah, who in a spirit of love and vulnerability have the courage to share with faculty their concerns about prioritizing inclusion around race, gender, sexual orientation, and religion, as well as making our classes and community more trauma sensitive. Recommendations from these students included prioritizing the hiring of more faculty of color, encouraging CJP faculty and staff to take anti-oppression training, hearing more from marginalized voices, and focusing on interrupting the source of power and harm, all as critical elements to peace building inside and outside the classroom. Samira, Taliba, Oster, Michaela, and Sarah, thank you for your thoughtful and excellent work. As a very small token of our appreciation, we will be taking you out to lunch at a restaurant of your choice.
Good morning. I'm Owen Beyer, Chair of the Mathematical Sciences Department, and I would like to invite Ben Stutzman, Daniel Harder, and Cameron Beyer forward. These three young men participated in a Cryptos competition, which is an annual competition by a university in Washington. It's a code-breaking competition where they have 4 days to crack three codes. We're thinking that the NSA may come to recruit from EMU someday soon. So a few hundred students from over 60 universities in several countries around the world participated. Some of the schools had multiple teams. Of all the schools that participated, only four schools solved all three problems, and the EMU team was the first team to solve all four problems, so they won first place, finishing in less than 20 hours. So we have some certificates and some prizes that were also sent by the competition originators themselves. So, Daniel?
Daniel Showalter, also from math department. We also have a contest, believe it or not. There are people who go out of their way to take a math test, even though they don't have to. So internal competition, but this year our second place tie was Ben Stutzman and Andrew Reimerberg, who has actually won cross-cultural in Latin America, but so wanted to take the math test that he took it via the internet. And then the winner by a comfortable margin was Cameron Beyer, who gets a t-shirt.
I recognize the time, and if you need to go to class, please feel free to get up and do that at this time. Every semester, about 30 students commit themselves to working with campus ministries, integrating their faith into their learning relationships and activities. This group learns a lot about themselves, their relationship with God, while also growing in the capacity to provide care and support for others. I invite the following MAs to come forward, and I notice some of them have already left for class, so here's the list. Lindsay Acker, Victoria Barnes, Sarah Beiler, Caitlin Campbell, Maya Dula, Larissa Graber, Val Hernandez, Emma Hoover, Jonas Ketzla, Anissa Leonard, Skylar List, Olivia, I'm going to mess up your name, Olivia, Mboon Alungu, Becca Mongold, Caleb Oakes, Meredith Stinnett, Christian Stutzman, Nick Tucker, and Matthew Zimmerman. The ministry assistants are active on the floors in the residence halls and engage in learning ministry tools that can be used throughout their life and are supported as they work at integrating their faith into lived practice. This position is unpaid, which speaks to the character of those who voluntarily give of their time to assist others in this way. Thank you all for joining us as campus pastors on the journey this semester and for using your gifts in this way. You can stay here. And I would invite to stage the pastoral assistants who served this semester and for some the entire year. Perry Blosser, Rachel Breitigan, Sella Hofel, Grayson Mast, Austin Sachs, Elizabeth Resto, Amanda Williams, and Brittany Williams. The pastoral assistants serve as both mentors to the MAs as well as keep their pulse in campus life. They design, create, plan, and are involved with many of the campus ministry activities that occur. Their desire to serve God is integrated in their life, work, and relationships. Each of them has served as a mentor role for ministry assistants, meeting with them on a monthly basis. Just to name a few other things they've been involved with this semester: organization and leadership for celebration, hymn sings, FCA, organizing chapel greeters, making posters, creating signs to advertise events on campus, assisting with chapel planning, administrating journey conversations, lunch conversations, Easter egg hunt, appreciation week, the organization and work with climate justice, hosting spaces to engage people's stories from various religious and other backgrounds. It's been a pleasure to work with each of you, to brainstorm with you, to reach out and provide care and support to others on campus, and to walk with you as you continue to wrestle with your own faith journey. Thank you for the openness and vulnerability in which you have served this last year. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you.
So the music department, and I'm James Richardson, who teaches music, would like to recognize three students: Perry Blosser, Andrew Stutzman, and Hannah Schultz, who is actually dutifully doing student teaching right now. So to be more specific, Hannah and Andrew are two impressive music education majors, so they're going to receive an Excellence in Music Education Award. Their advisor, Ryan, who wanted to be here, couldn't, but I'm speaking in his stead, and he writes of Andrew, he's an analytical mind and an aesthetic heart, a very compelling combination. And indeed, Andrew just gave a wonderful senior recital just a few weeks ago. Going on, Ryan says that you are exceedingly mature. I'm not so sure, but anyway. Now, of Perry's receiving an Excellence in Music Composition Award. And Ryan writes of Perry, he is a fine musician, and he is an expressive, concise, unlike all of us up here, Sensitive composer, and his relationship with his colleagues is exemplary. So both Perry and Angie are going to be involved in a composition competition, that's a mouthful, tomorrow, hosted here at EMU, and Perry tonight, you don't want to miss, is giving a recital of his compositions in Martin Chapel. So we have a award that we would like to give you, and then you can leave.
I'm Tara Kishba, and I'm here on behalf of the biology and chemistry departments, and we'd like to recognize Austin Yoder, Kevin Sungu, Marcy Smucker, Sammy Kaufman, Kat Lehman, Braden Herman, and Melissa Kincaid, if you guys could come up. As they're coming up, I'll start reading. Austin is our outstanding first-year chemistry student. Austin truly excelled in general chemistry, earning top scores on almost every single exam. He is very quiet in class, but consistently demonstrates a care for details that will serve him well. Kevin has been a particularly strong student in our core biology classes, so we recognize him as our outstanding second-year biology student. He digs deep into subjects that he's studying, he's disciplined, and does the important intellectual work needed to make meaningful connections between relevant concepts. Marcy Smucker is chosen as our outstanding senior chemistry biochemistry student. Marcy earned membership in the American Chemical Society for her excellence in biochemistry. Her enthusiasm for science has been shown by her participation in STEM quiz bowls, winning last year, second place this year, and her work with Dr. Schmidt on C. elegans resulted in the top poster prize this year. We couldn't pick outstanding senior biology students, but we did narrow it down to two, Sammy Kaufman and Kat Lehman. Sammy is constantly and cheerfully striving to better herself and those around her. She presented her molecular biology research at multiple conferences, and if you ask her to go a mile, she'll go five, and she'll do it with a smile on her face and seemingly endless energy. And that was written by her supervisor, Dr. Holtemann, her research supervisor. Kat isn't here, but we want to recognize how much Kat has been involved in our department. It's hard to pick highlights, but she's been a great peer tutor. She's worked hard to build community with the PPHS club, and she did extensive research as well. She worked with Dr. Siderhurst to produce a paper with a great title about the Judas beetle, and that got picked up by other news outlets because, well, who doesn't want to know what the Judas beetle is about? But anyway, we could have easily picked either one of those students also for their excellence in research, but we're honoring Braden Herman for his love of science, his kind, welcoming personality that makes him an excellent peer leader in Dr. Holterman's molecular biology research lab. His 3 years of dedication to research earned him this honor and resulted in being a first author on a manuscript that is in submission for publication. And finally, we want to recognize Melissa Kincaid for her exceptional service to our department. Melissa is also well known for her enthusiasm about science and has been an excellent peer tutor. But particularly, we want to note how she was instrumental with the co-leadership of Kat Lehman in revitalizing the PPHS club this year. This group did a number of service projects, they had some really fun social events, and invited the whole campus this year to participate in Cookies and Cadavers, which if you missed it, you can come next year and have cookies and look at cadavers, not at the same time. So join me in recognizing these excellent students.
So it is now the moment you have all been waiting for. It is the Royals Cup announcement. So first, we'd like to acknowledge Skylar List and Rachel Holderman for their work in organizing the competition.
First, we're going to do the MVP. He is a very well-known student. He is known to have the second best stash on campus right after Will Ragland. Shout out, Will. Most likely to injure himself. He's a Browns fan, so we got to give him credit for that. And he's back-to-back World Cup MVP. It's Andrew Troyer.
three-peat for Andrew Troyer. You want us to say that?
And the winner of our building competition, which is best overall student participation, is a lot harder to make jokes about than Andrew Troyer. It is a three-floor building. It is not cedar wood. It is the one, the only Elmwood.
My name is Doug Graber-Neufeld from Biology and Chemistry. Owen and I are here on behalf of the STEM poster competition for this year. If you are a winner for the poster project competition, can you make your way up to this stage here? We had 60 or 70 posters this year and projects, so we had a lot of competition. These folks distinguished themselves among their colleagues, so I'm just going to read through them and paraphrase some of these titles because I don't understand all of the words either. So for the upper class division, first place goes to Marcy Smucker on axon guidance during neurodevelopment. Second place goes to Sammy Kaufman on looking at genetic variation in preterm and term infants. Third place goes to Maria Yoder for a poster on efficacy of diabetes control in education. And an honorable mention goes to Sammy Kaufman for a poster on the effect of high fructose diets on gene expression in rats. For underclass division, first place goes to Carolyn Lehman for a study on apoptotic pathways in C. elegans. Second place goes to Ruben Peachy Stoner, Joshua Schlebaugh, and Matthew Troyer for a study on analysis of bioaccumulation of copper in mint. And then for the projects, we have first place for Ben Stutzman and Austin Engel on paper airplane optimization with the Taguchi method. Second place goes to Kayla Segner, Taiwan Nelson, and Noah Sargent on study Dice Master. And then honorable mention goes to Carissa Satter and Aaron Zimmerman for tilt shift lens adapter. Please join me in appreciating these folks.
I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics. I'd like to recognize some outstanding achievements from the athletic department. I call your name, please come forward, and I will share the award that you're receiving as you come up and join behind me. First, from the fall, there were two. The Cross Country Coaches Association released their all-academic team. It was Megan Good and Michaela Mast. The National Field Hockey Coaches Association introduced their academic squad, and from field hockey, it involves Emily Augsburger, Alyssa Gore, Lauren Hartzler, Janae Kaufman, Madeline Mast, Haley Monahan, Rachel Musselman, and Kelsey Troyer. Several times each week, our student athletes take a test. They go against high levels of competition and try to prove their skills and their strategies. And so we name a Royals Athlete of the Week each week based upon their performance. For men's basketball, there were three this year, Isaiah Harris-Wynn and Malik Jones, who I think left for class, and Rashawn Latimer. In women's basketball, Chrissy DeLauder, Manisha Walker, Jess Washington, and Brianna Zook. Jess Washington and Manisha Walker were also ODAC third team recipients. Also in the Royals Athlete of the Week from the baseball, Ryan Brewer, Damon Frazier, Bailey Hall was the ODAC Pitcher of the Week, and Zach Roberts was the ODAC Player of the Week, and also was on the Team of the Week by D3Baseball.com. In men's golf, Andrew Altifer was a Royals Athlete of the Week. Softball, who has already left this morning for their ODAC championship, is Kelsey Martin and Sydney Reith. In men's volleyball, Micah Buller was an Athlete of the Week, also conference second team and all-conference libero of the year. Tim Callahan was an Athlete of the Week, Dan Lutz, an Athlete of the Week, as well as the Conference Player of the Week, and he was named to the second team. Christian Taylor was a Player of the Week by the Continental Volleyball Conference, and he also was named to the second team. And Will Ragland was an Athlete of the Week for us, All-Conference second team, and All-Conference tournament team. Indoor and outdoor track, Grant Amoa Tang, and this we'll try to shorten this as much as we can, two-time ODAC Field Athlete of the Week He was the ODAC champion in indoor triple jump. He was indoor champion field athlete of the meet. He was the all Southeast triple jump and long jump. And then he shifts to the outside, and he also becomes the field athlete of the week two times, again the outdoor triple jump champion. Connor Faint. Connor Faint was the ODAC track athlete of the week. He was the indoor champion of the 400 meters, and he was also named to the Southeast Region 400 meters. He moved to the outdoor. He was the ODAC track athlete of the week. Last week, he won the outdoor 400 meter hurdles for the fourth year in a row, and he currently holds the second fastest time in the country in Division III in the 400 meter hurdles. We look forward to both Grant and Connor and what they will do in the national championships in a few weeks. On the women's side, the 4x400 meter relay team took third place, so they are the third team, and that team was made up of Chelsea Brubaker, Hannah Nichols, Laurie Sorrell, and Brittany Williams. Also, Taja Miller was third in the outdoor 100 meters. Let's see if I got all of them here. Last evening, the athletic department named their final awards. The freshmen of the year were Rachel Souter and Brett Lindsay. Rachel from women's soccer and Brett Lindsay from baseball. Athlete of the year were Michaela Mast and Connor Faint. And our president's awards were given to Emily Augsburger and Dan Lutz. I think I have got everything. Please join me in recognizing these persons for their accomplishments this semester.
Thank you all for coming out. We have now reached our final event of chapel.
Good luck on finals, everybody. Don't fail. I think that's
our Friday announcement.
Yep.
Shalom.
Shalom.